Trustee Morrison Butler.
Here.
Trustee Hill.
Here.
Trustee James.
Present.
Trustee Rozier.
Here.
Trustee Samuels.
Here.
Trustee Finney.
Present.
Is there a quorum?
Yes.
A quorum exists for the business of the board. Ms. Wheeler, will you certify that the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the Requirements of Open Meetings Act 5-IL-120?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce our counsel, Ms. Ann, Attorney Ann Fred. She'll be sitting in for Attorney Langdon Neal, who is away receiving an award from the Illinois Bar Association. So, but anyway, she's from the law firm of Neal and Leroy. Okay. Let me just kind of see where we are. We'll go right into the president's report. There will be no minutes because we had a breakdown, clerical breakdown, if you will. So there will be no minutes. I don't know whether it was the power strip or the computer or the server, but in any event, we don't have them, and we will adopt minutes of a subsequent meeting. That brings us to our president's report.
You know, Mr. Chairman, if it's okay with you, I would like the president's report to stand as submitted. And in the interest of time, and if there are any questions, I will respond to that.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on the president's report? And there are no action items on the president's report. So I think we can just move on. Am I right? Anybody object? All right, so that then brings us to the Academic Affairs Report. Chairman Betsy Hill.
Yeah, well, the committee met this morning, and there is just one action item as coming out of our meeting, which is that the committee recommends granting Professor Emeritus status to Dr. Victor Sorrell, and he has an extensive background and been here and made significant contributions for many years.
Is that
so
a motion?
I therefore move that the board approve the granting of Professor Emeritus status in this case.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's been seconded.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
The other matter that was
and yes for Finney. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The other matter that was on our agenda of dual enrollment agreement with Chicago City Colleges has been deferred because there's now a discussion not just with a single college but with the colleges as a group. So we are going to address that when it's ready.
Okay. That's a matter of information, so we now go to the finance and audit report. And
Trustee Scott asked me in her absence to run through these. The first was that the committee recommends approval of the 2011 preliminary budget as proposed, and I so move.
It is moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been probably moved in second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Abstain.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. So ordered.
The next recommendation is approval of the initial 2012 budget request, which the committee recommended we approve as presented, and I so move.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
And properly moved a second. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
I just wanted to know if the committee was comfortable that the budget fully took under consideration the state of the state budget, and if this is our new budget reflected that and the concerns that might arise with having inadequate funding from the state.
Well, I think, trustee, that the whole purpose of having a committee that meets in advance of the board is to make sure that issues like that are vetted, and that was in fact vetted. So.
But to answer your question.
That would not, the question was whether or not the board, the committee took into account the fact that we were in a, in a recessionary economy, and the state has no, does not have money to budget. I mean, does not have money to meet some of its obligations. I mean, that's the intent of the question. Whether it was, we are not in control of the state of Illinois. And it would, the absence of being in control of the state of Illinois would not relieve us of the burden of adopting a budget. So, yes.
And my follow-up question would be, does it take into account the critical infrastructure needs and deferred maintenance needs? And is that the budget adequate for that? And that was discussed?
We did discuss that.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is the athletics budget. The board adopted a resolution last year to enable, because of the, in order to avoid violating board policy in terms of the percentage of the overall appropriated budget that is the amount of the athletic budget. And the request was to continue that. We were to be getting a revised version of the resolution. Do we have a revised version of the resolution?
Yes, we do.
Okay. That, and this is pursuant to the presentation of the athletic department plan, which has over a period of just a few years us shifting from making the athletic budget more self-sustaining and no longer having to do this kind of resolution, but we reduced the cap from 4% of the appropriated funds to 3% of the university's appropriated funds, and that's the difference from the resolution we initially saw this morning. With that change, the committee recommends that this be adopted, and I so move.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
I second.
And promptly moved to second. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
No.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is the Fifth Third Bank pay card program. The university has taken over responsibility for paying for the regional college program. And at least on an interim basis, in order to assure that the tuitions and other fees that are due to those students can be processed on the pay cards, it is recommended that we enter into a relationship with Fifth Third Bank to continue to do that as we take over that responsibility. And that was what the committee recommended, and I so move.
Been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is a contract extension for Constellation New Energy, which sets a fixed price for our electricity and results in substantial savings. It is recommended by the committee, and I move approval of the resolution.
It's been moved.
Second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is a provision for emergency roof replacement repairs, which is funding that's coming from the Capital Development Board in order to take care of these emergency roof repairs that have been required. I move that we approve the resolution.
It's been moved.
Second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next is a grant for an Upward Bound project. The committee recommends that it be approved as presented. I so move.
Been moved. Second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is a second Upward Bound project, which will involve some additional students, additional individuals could participate. The committee recommends that this resolution be approved, and I so move.
It's been moved.
Second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is the Educational Opportunity Centers Program, and again, this is grant funding, which is recommended to be approved by the committee, and I so move.
Been moved.
Second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is funding for, it's a U.S. Department of Education grant for the resolution is that we approve the receipt of these non-appropriated funds from the Department of Education for graduate programs at predominantly black institutions in the sum of $500,000. The committee recommends it, the resolution, and I so move.
It's been moved.
A second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is approval of a contract to increase the number of books that are being printed for the Ghana project, which is going to be funded by USAID and is at their request because they want to include substantially more children than were originally envisioned in the printing of these. The committee recommended approval of the resolution, and I so move.
And moved. And second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Abstain.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
As a corollary to that, the committee approved the resolution to accept additional funds from USAID in order to produce those textbooks, and I move that the full board approve the resolution.
It's been moved.
A second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Abstain.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
And I need to hang on because I can't remember what this next one is. I've been doing really good. It's the TOM. Oh, that's the student health insurance. Okay. No, this is the TLMP.
It was the $20.
Irma?
Yes.
What's the TLMP?
Oh, that's the textbook learning.
I'll take
that.
No.
Oh, that's the actual expansion of the Ghana.
It's actual. It all relates to the Ghana.
Yeah, all the Ghana project.
Okay. The next one is accepting a two-year grant award related to the production of the Ghana project, and the committee recommended that it be approved, and I move that we adopt the resolution.
It's been moved.
A second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Abstain.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The next item is a revision to the contract for student health insurance, which provides for a fee, an administrative fee. The recommendation was approved by the committee, and I recommend that the board adopt the resolution.
It's been moved.
Second?
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes. Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
And the last action item from the committee's meeting is the Community Mental Health Center, which is a grant from the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services that is going to be providing training at the Community Mental Health Center in the amount of a little over $3 million, and $730,000 of it is allocated to the Community Mental Health Council as our subcontractor. The committee recommended that we approve this resolution, and I so move.
It's been moved.
Second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
And that concludes.
Oh, well done. All right, we'll move now to Trustee Rozier, Facilities.
Three items of note. The first action item, which was approved also in the Finance and Audit, was the resolution to receive and administer grant for emergency roof replacement and building of a local parish. That's actually came to be very positive, as the timeframe had moved up from 16 weeks to five. So the elevator, at least in the Cook administration, will be done by the fall semester. So that was very positive. But the other four elevators will also be attended to in short order. Second thing was aquaponics is now complete. The fish are in, as I've been instructed today, and there'll be an open house sometime in August. That's great as well. Look out for that date. And then lastly, all of our suggestions were accepted by CTA for the bus turnaround project, which is also great. It's going to give a nice look to the front of our campus. That was all I had, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so there were no action items, so this is easy as advisory. Okay. Legislative and Personnel, Trustee Lisa Morrison Butler.
No action items again. Dr. Williams provided an update. Actually, we had our meeting right before the board meeting began, and I was late and apologize again. Obviously, everybody knows that the state is having significant financial problems, and so one of the things that Dr. Williams brought us up to date on is the proposal to cut, Senator Trotter's proposal to cut the Chicago State University budget from $38 to $34 million. Explained, she, you know, covered bills with us that are currently active. And then we had a personnel update from Dr. Mitchell, and she described the basic initiatives that the that her department is working on, including the electronic applicant tracking software, People Admin, the Webline M-Tree, which will improve the timesheet process, and the direct deposit process, which will cut a lot of paperwork out and allow her to really leverage the staff resources that she has. But no action items.
No action items. Thank you very much. Then we'll move to the Trustee Tolliver, Civil Service Merit.
No, nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Foundation, nothing to report. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, just two things on the foundation. They did meet mid-May, and we'll have a cost reduction, which hasn't been approved by their board yet, so we can't say what it is, but that will become down the pike. The second thing, I did want to remind everybody that the gala is September 16th, and John Hooker will be he'll be the one honored, and that will be the Hyatt downtown. Just want to keep that on everybody's calendars, because we want to get as much support for that as we possibly can. That was it.
Okay. Finally, student trustee.
There's no actual report, just a couple of comments. Final board meeting, and few people get the opportunity to really come into a position and see things that you would like to see changed and actually be a part of the group that gets to make those decisions and make those changes. And to this date, all of the issues that came about from my administrative round robin that I did in July of last year, they've all been completed. So when I'm leaving here, I'm actually leaving with actually completing all of the objectives that I set out to complete. And that is not some feat that I've done. That's been with the help of all of the wonderful administrators here on campus, and with definitely the help of Dr. Watson and the other members of this board here. And I'm just walking away grateful and happy that I've had this opportunity and grateful to have met and worked with all of you in this capacity. Thank you.
Well, I think that this is probably not the end of our journey, Trustee James, but I think that I can speak on behalf of the Board of Trustees that you have honored this board by your diligent service, and as such, I'd like to present you with this plaque in recognition of your service. If you would stand here and let me read it to you. Thank you for your unselfish service and commitment as student trustee from 2009 to 2010 at Chicago State University. Best wishes on your future endeavors. Trustee Leon Finney, Trustee Richard Tolliver, Vice Chairman, Trustee Betsy Hill, Secretary, Trustee Lisa Morrison Butler, Trustee Gary Rozier, Trustee Julia C. Samuels, Trustee Z. Scott. Of course, you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment with regards to?
Yes.
You know, Trustee James, it is, you know, part of the process or part of the enjoyment of education is watching young men and young ladies grow. Over the last year, you have, without a doubt, you know, expanded your horizons, but more important, you have expanded your knowledge base and your appreciation for the horizon that you can now see. And I've enjoyed working with you. I've enjoyed learning from you. And I've enjoyed teaching you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I thank you as a president. I thank you as a man. And I thank you as a fellow educator. Thank you.
Thank you. And now it's time to consider the executive session. Are there personnel matters or legal matters that we need to take up?
I move that we recess into executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act for to discuss employment matters, legal matters, and collective bargaining matters.
It has been moved.
Second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
I'd like to ask those of you who are with us if you wouldn't mind retiring, and we'll complete our business as soon as possible, and you can reconvene.